You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
How you doing? Welcome. Friday edition, a pre-Memorial Day edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to set sail from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac all with you here today. Got a great show, jam-packed here today. Mark James is going to join us, the voice of the Indianapolis 500, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. We will preview the 109th edition of the greatest spectacle in racing, which you can hear Sunday starting at 10 a.m. We will talk about that and everything going on at Indianapolis. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. And, we have a topic for you today. It is our Friday topic, but we're going to throw a little bit of a curveball at you because we have made a 23rd hour change to our topic here today. Mark, you want to let them... Good afternoon to you, first of all.
Good afternoon to you guys and everyone. Yeah, I'll throw it out there. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be visiting with you out there about the most famous sports person with whom you've had personal contact. Most famous sports person with whom you've had personal contact.
Brush with greatness.
No, it's not, you know, going to a basketball game. That's not personal contact. And watching Caitlin Clark, that's... Yeah. Give me something better than that. Something better than that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Messi? Have you been around Messi, Isaac?
No.
Okay.
Nowhere close. No. Although that would be pretty... He is the GOAT, in my opinion. So that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, so there you go. That's our new topic for today. Not that there was anything wrong with the old topic, but we figured this was going to be a little bit more of a lively one. So we chose to go in that route. We have dealer's choice in this one. And as always, if you have a suggestion for a Friday topic, go ahead and get it to us or get it to Isaac. Call him up, 319-366-1600. That is the text line, 319-366-1600. And the phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Mark Jane's going to join us coming up in about 6-7 minutes or so, and we will talk about the 109th running of the Indianapolis 500. But, Mark, we would be remiss if we did not start off the program today by breaking down what happened a little over 2 hours ago at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the inaugural, because there is no such thing as first annual, ladies and gentlemen, because, Mark, you've explained this many times, in order to have an annual, there must be the inaugural one.
Correct.
You cannot have the first annual because there hasn't been one yet.
Correct.
Thank you. The inaugural edition of the Weenie 500 is in the books. And I can only hope Sunday is as good. That's all I can say. Who is the winner?
What does the driver drink after winning the Indianapolis 500?
Milk.
Milk? The Weenie 500. What do they drink? The Slaw Dog has prevailed in the inaugural Weenie 500.
What region is that from?
That is the Southeast.
That's the Southeast.
I think it's basically coleslaw on a dog.
Yep.
And the Sonoran Dog looked to be in the lead, and blew a stomach, I guess. I mean, it got back in the race, but smoke billowing from the end of it, dropped back to sixth, and then it was a race between the Shy Dog and Slaw Dog coming around the corner down the home stretch, Scott. And they were going 60. That's what the announcer said, which seemed in slow motion compared to 220 or more.
It did. Yeah, it did.
But Slaw Dog overtook Shy Dog.
A Chicago team that faded down a stretch. I am shocked. Good thing I am sitting down for this. They drink root beer, says Jeff. I don't know if the, I think Isaac had the best beverage liquid for them to drink afterwards.
I said in the office before the show, I said they drink the hot dog water.
Is it winning when you do that? No, no. And they lined them up. It was a standing start. They waved the green flag. You went. Now, they put special motors, engines in these Wienermobiles for this. It was not an automatic. It was a six-speed transmission they put in these things. So that is why one of the Wiener dogs' mobiles either blew the motor or almost blew the motor, but that thing was billowing smoke. So you have to be a good driver. You have to go around the other Wiener mobiles and win this thing. So it was awesome. It was terrific. 27-57 did not win. They had money on the Chicago dog. They think it was rigged.
It was rigged.
I'm sure it was.
There's no doubt about it.
I'm sure it was. Best part about it was the New York dog got roundly booed in Indianapolis because the Pacers and the Knicks are playing right now. That roundly booed. It was a, I mean, granted, there is a big crowd anyway for Carb Day. This is kind of the young person's day. There's a lot of concerts throughout the day. Not that the young people aren't there on race day because they have the infield. Over there, the snake pit, which is in name only associated with the snake pit of the 70s, from what I've seen, read, and have been told. A lot of fascinating things happened in the 70s in the infield at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
There's no caution, no pit crews, no nothing. I've yet to hear about the tech inspection on Slaw Dog's vehicle, but...
I'm sure it passed.
It was great fun.
It was fun.
It was rigged, but it was great fun.
The announcers had a great time. It was incredible, and they'll do it again next year because the crowd loved it. They were there for the race, and then they went to the concerts again.
Because we have to criticize everything, I didn't like it three rows.
Well, you have to. That's an Indianapolis tradition.
I know.
Two rows of three.
What did they do, draw? They didn't have qualifying.
Oh, that would have been epic. That would have been great. Even better.
Hence, it was rigged.
Well, next year, the winner started third, I want to say.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to check it out. 319-366-1600. 27-57. I hope you do not lose a lot of money when you bet on the Chicago dog. That was the local favorite, and it did not come through. The Slaw Dog will forever... The Slaw Dog goes right up there with Ray Haroon as a trivia answer for questions dealing with the Indianapolis 500 and or... the Weenie 500. And, of course, the winner not only got a winner's wreath, a Weenie's wreath. This is just
I'm not sure
alliteration of on the greatest grounds. And the winning car or driver, I don't know. They're all owned by Oscar Mayer, obviously. But
Sherpensky doesn't own them. I don't know.
The Borg Weenie Trophy was given to the winner. Not the Borg Warner, but the Borg Weenie Trophy was given to the winner. Amazing stuff.
Did you watch, Isaac?
No, I did not watch. I did see a couple of clips, though.
Check out YouTube.
It was great.
It's only 10 minutes long.
It was great. 319-366-1600. At 3:14, and we're going to talk to Mark Janes coming up here in just a couple of moments. We'll have our topic for you. Get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update also coming up for you in just a little bit. Iowa baseball, in case you did not stay up late last night, fell to Indiana 6-0 in a game that did not matter. Iowa was already into the semifinals. They will play UCLA tomorrow, Mark.
Tomorrow night, Iowa has its hands full. I would imagine that, you know, all hands on deck, aside from Obermüller and Date, who have already pitched. But I was going to have to unleash some better offense, there's no doubt. Maybe it was down a little bit, knowing you're in the semifinals and all that. But UCLA's a darn good team. Oregon's in it. USC's in it. We're going to have to play well.
And I think they're going to have to win that semifinal game. I think the Hawks need to get into the championship game at least against Oregon, if not win that game to move on to the regionals. But you never know. You never know. RPI right around 70, so we'll see what happens in Omaha. Needless to say, it will be the biggest game of the Iowa Hawkeye baseball season tomorrow night when they take on the UCLA Bruins. That's in Omaha. We turn our attention to Indianapolis, and we welcome in, very kind of him to join us, Mark Janes, the voice of the 500, joining us here on a Friday in Eastern Iowa. And, Mark, are you at the Speedway?
No, actually, Scott and Mark, great to be with you. Thanks for your patience and flexibility. Sorry my schedule got in the way yesterday. I'm actually on my way home after the pit stop competition won by Joseph Newgarden. And I'm actually on my way to Monrovia High School, which is about 30 miles outside of Indianapolis, where I teach communications. We are live streaming their graduation ceremony tonight for the class of 2025. So I get to wear both hats today.
Very nice. Well, Mark went to a graduation last night for his grandson. So
I did indeed. And it's a great thing, Mark.
Yep, special stuff for sure.
Yeah. You were at the pit stop competition. We're burying the lead here. Were you there for the inaugural Weenie 500?
Yes, I was. And I'll tell you, you know, as kitschy as it is, I'm telling you, it just had a tremendous vibe, a lot of interest. A lot of folks were excited about it, and it was a very entertaining addition to the Carb Day festivities at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Well, a lot of storylines. There always is, Mark, in the Indianapolis 500. Where to start? I'm going to start with the pole sitter, and what a story that is. Tell us about Mr. Schwartzman.
Well, Robert Schwartzman, you know, had come up through the Junior Formula Series, and he was a test driver for Sauber and Ferrari, and they typically don't have their eye on anybody that they don't feel has a lot of potential and talent, so clearly he does. He was on the radar for a couple of NTT IndyCar Series teams. I think Chip Ganassi tested him, and when Prema decided to come over to the NTT IndyCar Series, certainly Schwartzman was on their short list, and it worked out well for them. You know, there is the old adage in athletics that sometimes young guys don't know what they don't know. And you, I think, combine that with his obvious bravado, and it combined to make a really, really good story on pole day for sure. And, it was exciting to watch it all unfold because, as you know, covering this, the series throughout the course of the season, they had their share of struggles. I mean, they had never gotten out of first-round qualifying, and they had started by and large at the rear of the field. So it's an unbelievable story, but again, all part of the amazing tapestry that make up the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, there are good stories and there are not so good stories. And I guess the not so good story is dealing with the Penske cars, at least two of the Penske cars, and all the fallout that happened afterwards with two of the bigger names in the organization, Tim Cindric and Kyle Moyer, no longer with Penske. Two of the cars are going to start in the back of the field. So if Joseph Newgarden is going to win his third straight for the first time in 500 history, he is going to definitely earn it. But this is just an incredible story that's going to go on long after the 500, I believe.
Yeah, Ron Rzeszewski was also let go, and they're part of the upper-level management structure. And I tell you, I'm just heartbroken over Kyle Moyer. We grew up together, went to high school together, and I know where Kyle came from, and I know the success that he's had in motorsports, and one of my dearest friends, but I'm confident that all of those guys will land on their feet. I mean, it was a difficult decision for Roger, especially as it pertains to Tim's. I mean, it wasn't an easy decision for as it involved any of them, but, you know, he and Tim Cindric obviously have a long and storied history, but you know, I think when you combine that with other mm-hmm. issues that have come to light over the past year or so with a push-to-pass issue, and then, you know, you put this on top of it, I think Roger and Doug Bowles had just decided between penalties and initial suspensions that enough was enough, and then Roger decided to take a look at the totality of it and said, look, the optics on this just not very good. And a very difficult decision to change those high-profile positions, but the replacements have already been named. They all were people already within the Penske organization, and ultimately, I guess the biggest losers outside of the three that lost their jobs were Joseph and Will, who were forced to start at the rear of the field. But don't be surprised if at the halfway point of the race you don't find both of those guys in the top 10.
Yeah, I'm wondering, Mark, about the history of coming from the back. Maybe not a big enough deal when it's 500 miles, but Newgarden trying to win his third from the rear.
Yeah, 26th, I think, is the furthest back that anyone's ever started and won the race from, and it's not an ideal scenario. And our driver analyst, Anders Krohn, who's summoned for Davey Hamilton this weekend, Davey's calling strategy for Jack Harvey and Dryan Reinbold. You know, Anders and I agreed that, you know, you have to have well-timed cautions, you have to pit out a sequence early, and a lot of things have to fall your way, and a lot of things have to be really perfect, and you have to pass a lot of race cars, too. I mean, that's first and foremost. But again, what Joseph has done at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway over the last 3 or 4 years is almost unprecedented, maybe unprecedented by the time we get to the end of the day on Sunday. And Will is a veteran who knows how to get his car to the front. He's done that already a couple of times this year, but I know that it'll be entertaining early for the fans.
Yeah. Mark James joining us here at 321, talking about the Indy 500. We've talked 6 or 7 minutes, and we have not mentioned Alex Palou yet, who's done everything except sell programs, I think, at the 500 so far this year. Starting outside row two, is he the favorite going in? I got to think he's the favorite going in, maybe the overwhelming favorite. What about you?
Well, I think based upon the season, you know, having won 5 of 6 races and doing so in occasionally dominant fashion, but more so by he and his chief strategist, Barry Walter, being able to play the tire and fuel game better than anybody else. He's just got a setup on his car that is unlike the rest. Same with his teammate, Scott Dixon. And I know that much has been made of the fact that he's yet to win on an oval. And I think the last thing you want to do is take the proverbial stick and poke the bear. And that's kind of what, you know, a lot of folks have done a little bit, thinking that Palou's going to start coming back to earth now that he's on an oval. But there's no better place to get your first oval win than at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And he certainly has to be a favorite based upon the momentum that led him to jump out to a 97-point lead in the championship.
Are you all in, Mark, on guys like Larson? It's not a new thing. Going for the double, as he will this weekend?
Well, I think that the novelty is off of that a little bit because it's the second year for it. I will say, though, and again, I'll give credit where credit's due. It was a conversation I had with Doug Rice of Performance Racing Network, who recently retired, a longtime friend of mine. And Doug said that he feels like the reason that Kyle Larson has the best chance of success in pulling off the double, it's because it's the first time that the NASCAR side of this driver's double has been all in on this. I mean, Hendrick's sponsorships on the side pod. Matter of fact, his whole crew was there today, including his crew chief, for Carb Day to take in the experience of it. And so, you know, I think he now knows what he didn't know last year. I know he's not had a particularly flashy month, but the guy can find a way to win driving a grocery cart, for heaven's sakes. I mean, he's the most talented driver, I think, anywhere in America. And I think it'd be a great story if he was able to get the Indy 500 win and pull off the double by winning the Coca-Cola 600. I think that anyone who knows anything at all about motorsports would have to agree that if there's one driver walking the planet today that could pull that off above any other, it would be the guy that's trying to do it, and that's Kyle Larson.
Yeah. We already talked about Robert Schwartzman here, Mark, but that front row is all fan favorites. Schwartzman, I think people have really embraced, but then you got Takuma Sato in the middle, two-time winner. All he does is just go fast. It's his only race of the year, more than likely. likely. And then real fan favorite, since I think Tony Kanaan is retired, is Pato O'Ward. And it's only a matter of time till he wins his first, and it could happen Sunday.
Yeah, you know, a lot of folks have had that can't-miss label on them and never got to victory lane. I mean, to go back to 2006 and Marco Andretti, people wondered why he was so despondent his rookie year at finishing second to Sam Hornish Jr. Well, the Andretti quote-unquote curse is well-documented at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and Marco knew he may never get close again, or that close, certainly, and he really has it. And so I think that's the fear that these drivers have that come close to winning it, like Pato O'Ward. But there is no question that a win by Pato O'Ward would not only be popular nationally, but it would be popular internationally. And I think that's huge for the series as it maybe looks to expand its footprint a little bit. And Takuma Sato, I mean, his record is a spectacular one at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's really, really tough because, I mean, since he last drove that car, they had 100 pounds of weight to the hybrid. And for him to do what he's doing with a team that has struggled to qualify and finish well in races like Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan, speaks to the incredible talent of Sato. And I think it'd be a cool story if he was able to pick up his third win.
Should we be worried about the weather, Mark?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the last we heard is that if there's any rain that comes to Indiana, it's supposed to stay well south. I think temperatures are going to be right around where they were today, 67, 68 degrees. And if that's the case, that's the kind of weather these cars like to run in. And because of what it does to the air and the atmosphere, it allows them to race pretty close. So if we get anything close to what we got today for Carb Day, it should be a fabulous race and very competitive.
Yeah, it was a good Carb Day today. I just have a feeling. He's been fast all month, and you haven't heard a whole lot about him. I just have a feeling this may be Scott Dixon's second.
Well, you know, he had a chance a couple of years ago. That speeding violation on pit road kind of threw away his opportunity to win in the last round of stops. But I think that's a great call, and you hit the nail on the head. With all of the attention on the Drive for Five by Helio and Schwartzman and Newgarden and Sato and others, I mean, there just aren't a lot of people talking about Scott Dixon. And quite frankly, that's when Scott Dixon that is most dangerous.
Very true. It's a sellout. That's great news. It's I think the 500 is back. If it's been back for the last handful of years. But I think with that, with the new TV, although we want people to listen to Mark and his gang on the radio, but that's kind of pumped in a little bit of enthusiasm. And this 500 this year, I think, is as big as it's ever been.
Yeah, I got to go back to the 100th, honestly, guys, with Doug Bowles, the president, who's now also the president of the NTT IndyCar Series. And that year, his focus leading up to it was to kind of call it fast forward. I mean, he wanted to kind of make sure that all the fans that have been coming for years continue to come. But he's worked really hard to introduce that race and IMS to a whole new generation of fans. And he's done that through the Sanzio Grand Prix, which kicks off the month. And he's a tireless promoter of the Speedway. I mean, this guy goes home every night and calls people who tickets and renews their tickets. He calls them personally and thanks them for their commitment. I'm thrilled to death. I know that may be odd to say as a radio guy that it's not going to be blacked out locally, because the reality of it is, guys, there are a lot of people that for whatever the reason can't go to the Indianapolis 500, but they're very passionate about it and they're fans of it, and I'm happy that they've got a chance to view it. And while I mean no disrespect to our television brethren, yes, I highly recommend they turn the sound down and turn up IndyCar Radio, the MS Radio Network, for sure.
Very good. Very good. I will be enjoying my 25th, so just look for me in turn two tomorrow, or on Sunday. or have Query look for me over there. But we'll see. Try to talk to you again and see you when you come to Iowa Speedway, Mark.
We can't wait to come to Iowa Speedway. We visited with those folks the other day, and I know they're grateful that Sue Cup has stepped up with the title sponsorship at that event. Always great racing at Iowa Speedway, and we're looking forward to the 109th Indianapolis 500. But as soon as that's over, we'll have our eyes focused on the rest of the season and look forward to visiting great venues like you have in Newton, Iowa.
All right, sounds good. Have fun at graduation, and you and the crew have a great call Sunday.
We'll do that. Thanks so much for all you do for us.
Thank you. Mark James joining us, the voice of the 500 here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN at 329. Yeah, he's a teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's his regular job in Monrovia, Indiana.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool to have that moniker and then to deal with the youngsters out there as well. 329. We need to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. And check out what they have online at emilshideaway.com.
Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese made WNBA news last night, but it's not what you think. Clark failed to make a three-point basket last night in the Indiana Fever's win for the first time since her sophomore season at Iowa. And Reese was held without a basket in Chicago's loss for the first time in her pro career. Brown Deer professional Jeff Schmid, a Cedar Rapids Kennedy graduate, has made the cut for the third straight year in the PGA Senior Championship golf tournament. Schmid shot a second-round 74 today in Bethesda, Maryland, and stands at even par for the tournament. The leaders are at 6-under. One afternoon Major League Baseball game today, a Baltimore and Boston playing the first of two, with Boston leading 11-3 in the eighth inning. Finally, beautiful weather for the second day of the state track meet in Des Moines. And Scott, I know you have some updated team scores.
Yes, let's look at those. Boys 2A right now. Okoboji is leading 32 points. Denver in second with 27 points. Boys 3A, Western Dubuque has climbed to the top. They lead Gilbert by 2 points and Newton by 3 points. Girls Class 2A, Tipton still with the lead on the team side of things, 34 points with Van Meter in second with 32. And the girls Class 3A, Mount Vernon, still leading after 10 of 19 events, 32 points, Clear Lake 30 points, ADM with 29. 4A and 1A are just getting their afternoon session underway, so those team leaders have not changed since yesterday. The first event of the afternoon for 4A and 1A is just on the track right now. Shuttle, 1600 shuttle relay.
Some close races.
And great weather.
Yeah.
And they need to have great weather at state track. 319-366-1600. We will step aside. We'll take a break, come back. We'll dive into our Friday topic for you. We already have a few of them coming in on the text line at 319-366-1600. We are asking for your to borrow an homage to David Letterman, as we were just talking about David with Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing. That is the Letterman in there. Brush with greatness. Who have you encountered over the years? A famous person in the world of sports. And again, our only rule is that no, if you were at a Laker game with Wilt Chamberlain back in the day, that doesn't count.
No.
Unless you were in the locker room with Wilt.
If you went to a Hooters and encountered John Daly and you sat and talked for 5 minutes, that's good. I like that.
There you go. 319-366-1600. We got some good ones coming in. And we will get to those and more when we return here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Tonight, temperatures fall to around 50 degrees under mostly cloudy skies with light winds out of the northeast. Memorial Day weekend is looking pretty cloudy, but overall dry. Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with a high around 70 degrees. Winds light out of the east and humidity will be low, so a pretty comfortable day out. Saturday night, cloudy with temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s. Sunday, still cloudy, but should stay dry with highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. And that's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Meskwaki Bingo Casino Hotel is your place to eat, play, stay 24 hours a day. With 1,300 slot machines, 25 table games, bingo, entertainment, three dining venues, Starbucks, and a luxury hotel, it's your perfect place for an exciting night out or a relaxing staycation. It's Fight Night at Meskwaki. Throne MMA makes its debut at Meskwaki Bingo Casino Hotel on Saturday, June 21st at 7 p.m. Don't miss your chance to witness this intense night of fights and jaw-dropping knockouts. Tickets are on sale now and start at $45. Meskwaki Bingo Casino Hotel. Your moment, your place.
Must be 21 to attend. Please gamble responsibly. Void where prohibited.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. And when you are thinking about your holiday weekend, and if you've got friends and family coming over, what in the world are you going to have? How about their no ordinary chicken at Quick Star? Your dinner is hand-breaded, fried to perfection, and ready for you to enjoy. Whether you pick up the boneless wings, chicken tenders, the juicy chicken tenders, they've got what you need with their no ordinary chicken at Quick Star. And also at Quick Star right now, they've got Kitchen Cravings 5-ounce sirloin beef steaks, 2 for $4, limit 6. Nature's Touch milk, skim 1%, 2%, or whole milk, a gallon for $1.99, limit 3. And Nature's Touch American cheese singles, 12-ounce packages, $1.99, limit 4. All available at your neighborhood Quick Star. They wish you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Good Guys Auto Parts, Iowa City's only family-owned, family-run auto parts store, invites you to experience something gooder. Gooder prices, gooder brands, gooder warranty. Swing by to shop in person or give us a call for fast, free delivery straight to your door, garage, man cave, or she shed. Good Guys has been voted ugliest parts store 15 years straight. But hey, like your mom said, it's what's on the inside that counts. Good Guys Auto Parts, gooder than good, the goodest.
Hey, hey, what do you say? The Cubs are on 1600 ESPN. We're broadcasting Chicago Cubs games all season long. Proudly presented by Fleming Irrigation. Get ready to fly the W and see KGYMradio.com for scheduled games.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
The playoffs are in full swing, and you can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JOEQ, J-O-E-Q, to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Welcome back. 3:37 gym class for a Friday here on 1600 ESPN. Scott, Mark, Isaac with you, and interaction time with you out there with our Friday topic, your brushes with greatness in the sports world out there. Get them to us at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Before I forget, though, of course, it is the Memorial Day weekend, and big thank you to all of our veterans out there. We thank you for all your service out there, and have a great Memorial Day weekend, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. 319-366-1600. Let's get to them because we got some good ones coming in already, Mark. Cyclone Tim starting it off with Hannah Stulke and sends a picture. I have known her since she was a little girl. I've known her since she was in ninth grade. Great picture of Hannah eating ice cream, I think, at a Colonels game way back in the day.
I like folks like Tim showing their work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. Tim sending a photo of Hannah enjoying a little snack at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. 4727 says, talking to Roy Williams in the press box at the state boys basketball tournament while he was watching Kirk Heinrich play for Sioux City West. He was in the press box for that one. He was all over the court, except he did everything except the trophy when Lindmar won in 2011.
Marcus Page, yeah.
They had to tell him to go, please, go sit down, Roy. I thought that was good. And we will have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend, Jason, and you do that as well. Good one here, Mark. 0961. While managing a retail establishment in Indianapolis, they had the opportunity to meet the Big O, Oscar Robertson, at a book signing for the legendary Crispus Attucks coach, Ray Crow. And if you know anything about Indiana basketball, Oscar Robertson, of course, maybe the biggest name along with Larry Bird of all time in the state of Indiana, and that Crispus Attucks teams during that era in Indianapolis were just amazing, amazing teams. Still have his signed basketball and a pick with him along with his brother and the legendary Bobby Plump, the game winner for Milan and the basis for the movie Hoosiers. Mm. Wow. How about that? That's not bad. That's not bad. Jason in Nebraska, Caitlin Clark, two-time, let's see, Mike Ditka took a photo with my wife and Caitlin Clark, apparently, at his steakhouse in Chicago. When he found out it was our anniversary, he had a bottle of champagne sent over. One of my favorite memories. How about that from the coach?
That's a good one.
That's nice. Very nice.
It's what we're looking for.
The coach. He's doing good things. Doing good things. 2757 says they are a Blue Jays fan. Years ago, sat directly behind Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster, at the Trop for a Rays-Jays game.
Mm.
That would be pretty cool. Was the Hulkster a good fan?
What do you say? What do you say to Hulk Hogan?
I don't know.
How do you introduce yourself? Hey.
Hi, Hulk.
Hulk, it's Mark. What's up?
Yeah. 91-13 marshaled for Tom Watson's foursome at the Old Amana VIP and rode the sidecar up the hill with them. You said 16. That's on 14. I miss the train going up between 13 and 14. You can still see the tracks a little bit. I miss it.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, the two of us included, have so many memories of the VIP. And frankly, Scott and I have an unfair advantage because we're in this business where we interview coaches and
correct
players and whatnot. But the VIP, I mean, you had President Ford there. You had great golfers. You had great baseball players. You had Joe Garagiola and on and on and on. Every year we got an opportunity to interview those people, but to be out on the course, I've heard a lot of stories about people out there.
I've heard a lot of stories about the night before.
Heard about the night before. Got hit by President Ford's tee shot, what have you. That event, just a lot of people have memories of that.
Do you have a brush with greatness, Isaac?
No, not outside of just like normal athlete interviews. I did have a class with Hannah Stolke, I guess.
Okay.
So if you want to qualify that. But most of my stuff would be, yeah, I've had some classes with athletes. That'd be about it.
Who copied off whose paper?
Well, it was a lecture nobody. One, so I was way off in the corner. And she, to her credit, she sat darn near in the front row, so, which I never like to do in lectures.
I think it is widely known that most athletes will be front and center, because the coaches encourage them to do that, not only at Iowa State, but other schools as well, because they want to be an example to say, hey, we're going to class. You need to go to class. So that's not unheard of.
I did go to high school with Ashley Jones as well. So, and hypothetically, you could say Tom Brands was at my high school graduation, but that was more because I was in the graduating class of his daughter. So.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't for me, but I assume he was there.
Kind of a brush.
Yeah, it's something. But most of it comes from normal just press conference stuff. So,
secondly, for Jason, not so much a sports guy, although, I mean, you could throw Barry Williams, Greg from the Brady Bunch in there. There were some sports episodes of the Brady Bunch. He apparently was a fine athlete on the show before he turned into a photographer for the football team. I digress. Met him at a bar in Chicago, had a few beers with him, and just BS'd with him and a couple of other guys from the Beach Boys. That's pretty cool.
Mike Love?
Yes, maybe. One of them, Al Jardine and Mike Love.
Yeah.
From the Beach Boys. Pretty cool. 1979, says 3153, did a Ford van commercial with Dick Butkus. He was my idol. Had some drinks with him. Oh, that would be cool.
This is cool stuff. I like it.
Now, that was pre-Bears Super Bowl. So, I mean, my recollections of the after career of Dick Butkus are all dealing with the 85 Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the most hilarious people on the mic that you've ever heard. He made no qualms about the fact that he was rooting for the Chicago Bears, and if you didn't like it, come here and tell me not to do it.
That's exactly right.
319-366-1600. I'm sorry about that with Bo Jackson, Jason. He met Bo Jackson in Chicago. Did not like him. I've never met Bo Jackson. 5791 met former UFC lightweight champion. I hope I'm saying this correct. You're a UFC guy. Is that Jens Pulver?
Yes.
Okay. I was working as a server, and he came in with some people I went to high school with. Is that a recent UFC champion?
It's been a while since. I think that was early 2010s. I can't remember. It was a little bit before I really started watching.
Okay.
Did he tip well? That's what we want to know.
Gene Cady, not a good tipper. I know that one. Not by personal. I just heard that from a friend's sons who worked at a club in Lafayette, Indiana. Gene Cady, not a, known for a good tipper. 1288 says, as a second grader living in Milwaukee, my dad took me into the neighborhood bar where they met Ray Nitschke during a meet and greet, sat on his lap at the bar, and held his Super Bowl ring. Cool.
Yeah, the part is interesting to me there is a youngster in a bar. Yeah.
Hey, it's a meet and greet with Ray Nitschke.
It did happen.
Where else would you meet and greet with a Packer other than a bar or a supper club in Wisconsin? Right?
There was a place at which I worked. After my Gazette career, we had a meet and greet autograph session with Gale Sayers and yes. Fergie Jenkins.
Yes, I was there.
Were you?
I was there.
So as hosts, one of the hosts got to visit with them a little bit, and at least one of them was my hero. and it wasn't
the Cub. The baseball player.
Fergie was fine, though. Fergie was fine.
Fergie's a good dude. Yeah. A good dude. Most of these, I have really not. I've met one or two, not more than two, that were not nice people. I will not name names. I can. 2757 said about the addendum to the Hulk Hogan, sitting next to Hulk Hogan. He said if I was more confident, I would have said, "Hey, brother." That was pretty good, wasn't it? That wasn't bad. But I just was in the background of the Jumbotron. Oh, man. 319-366-1600. Leo in Iowa City. Raleigh Fingers, Rajay Davis at the recent Denver MLB All-Star Game.
Nice.
And Nick Castellanos as well. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. 2757 also sat next to Ali Farouk Manesh for accounting class, and we would grade each other's papers. Nice. He had no idea he was on the basketball team.
that part I like best.
A few months later, he hit the iconic shot.
Nice.
Hey, that's the guy that was grading my paper. Oh, boy. That's good stuff. 348, we're talking about meetups with famous people in sports. Let's go with 2272 saying they got to meet Walter Payton at his restaurant in Chicago during a company awards dinner. Guy was a stud. Very much so. I don't know how this happened, but 9843 got to golf with Jim Rice and Jerry Remy in Rhode Island. That's pretty cool. I did get to golf with Nate Kading in Wisconsin, and it was in a completely random thing. We just got paired up with one another. Happened to be at the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
It got paired up. Nate and I look at each other and go, okay, so we travel to Wisconsin to play golf together? That was a good one. That had nothing to do with work either. That was a vacation.
Yeah.
Sat in the same room, so 0945, with Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Buck O'Neill, and Bob Costas.
No way.
That's a foursome right there.
I need more on that.
Okay. 71.93, you get the humor award today for that. Let's see. Okay, 1991, says 2270. I was 9 years old. My parents took us to Disney. One night we went to the newly opened Pleasure Island and out for a fancy dinner. At a table across from us was Gilbert Godfrey sitting with Eddie Murphy and four bodyguards.
I want to sit at that table.
My dad encouraged me to go up and ask for an autograph. I went up and asked Gilbert Godfrey for an autograph. Eddie Murphy also went to sign, and I asked him who he was. I don't think Gilbert Godfrey ever felt better. Not sports related, but very good story. Very, very good story. 8582, another classmates here, Joel Lanning and a Gen Ed class at ISU. Also had a group project with Jake Campos. Had beers with Chris Taylor, says 8098. That's a good one. 4160 says the closest I've ever gotten to sports fame was going to high school with Cal Eldred's nephew.
Ooh.
I like that. Cal will get a kick out of that. He'll get a kick out of that. 351. We need to take a break. We'll come back, have a few more of your run-ins with sports royalty. It doesn't even have to be sports royalty. It can be somebody that had a cup of coffee in the major leagues or whatever the case may be.
Or a nephew of someone
or
who was in the major leagues.
Of Cal Eldred. So we'll take a break, come back. More stories when we return on a Friday edition of the Gym Class.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're everyday people doing good in our community. Our kindness runs deep, just like our blood. The same blood we donate to help treat sickle cell disease, which hits Black people the hardest. Good news is, 1 in 3 Black blood donors is a match for someone struggling with sickle cell disease. Stand tall in the eyes of your community. Donate today because our blood saves lives. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make your donation.
Hey, it's your resident Super Bowl champ, Chris Kenny. You've heard me sing the praises of 5-Hour Energy, but now I'm singing even louder because they've introduced an incredible new flavor, Spicy Cinco de Mango. Spicy Cinco de Mango has a spicy chili flavor followed by a sweet mango flavor. Yes, that's right, you heard me. A spicy energy shot. It's spicy, sweet, and a tad bit unhinged, just like your boy. And it's only available online for a limited time while supplies last. So don't wait. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order Spicy Cinco de Mango today. That's 5hourenergy.com.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll hit the lightning round as we get back at 3:53 as more great brushes with sports greatness coming in here. Let's see. 4267, Tim Dwight bought my young son a pop at the sports column in Iowa City. I bet Tim was not having a pop. Just throwing that out there, Tim's a great dude. He might have been. Setting a good example. Been in the same Minneapolis hotel with Michael Jordan and Shaq at different times when they were playing the Timberwolves. Thank you, Brock, for that. Nebraska Jason is really going. Now he sent a picture of Diana Taurasi with his daughter. Met Diana Taurasi in Minneapolis a few years ago. He's still looking for the Ditka photo. And he met Caitlin Clark twice. Went to lunch, 5694 says, with Tony Stewart at the Knoxville Nationals. He was full of great stories. And instead of paying for everything, and insisted on paying for everything. Mark will appreciate that they got Miller Barber's autograph at the Amana VIP. let's see. Brother-in-law of 7056 played in the majors, and when we went to watch, got to meet Chris Bryant when they were both with the Rockies. That's pretty cool. Went to the De La Hoya Trinidad fight, shook Michael Buffer's hand, and got his autograph, says Doug in Iowa City.
I like that one.
I got to give you this one, and I know that Corey will.
You give me one, I'll give you one.
Corey will appreciate this one. We were at the IndyCar race in St. Louis several years ago, and that race was a night race, got done fairly 9:30 or so, decided we needed to go get something to eat. So we went to, of course, where do you go at 10:30 at night? You go to Denny's. In, I think, Collinsville, Illinois, or something like that.
No Quick Star in Indianapolis?
Not in Illinois.
Or Illinois.
This was Illinois, the Illinois side of St. Louis. Anyway, we're eating our late night dinner, and all of a sudden, who walks in? A.J. Foyt walks in with just two other people. And A.J., I went up, of course, hey, and he had a great night that night. Hey, congratulations, good job. Hey, thanks. Thanks, man. He likes moon over my hammy. We did know that. And we may have went into the other side of a bush by a window to take his picture afterwards to prove that he was there at the Denny's at that race night.
You're a paparazzi too?
Oh yeah. I didn't take the picture. Your story, Mark. That was one I think people will get a kick out of.
Fortunately, there's so many, but as I think back, one was, seeing Andre the Giant and shaking his hand and enveloping mine and looking in the room where the wrestlers were down at the Coliseum downtown, and they're all playing cards and whatnot. But aside from that, I've never interviewed Caitlyn Jenner, but I did interview Bruce Jenner.
Very good. In 10-17, we got to know how good of a basketball player Stumpy is, because they said they played pickup basketball in Marengo for many years against Stumpy on Thursday nights. Thank you, PK, for that.
He's probably pretty good.
I would think Stumpy, you wouldn't want to guard Stumpy. Was he wearing the hat? That's what I want to know. Was he wearing the corncob hat? That's what we need to know. Great job. A-plus for all you folks again out there for helping us out with our Friday topic. And stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 until 5, because the Cubs are in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Cincinnati Reds in a National League Central game. We'll have Cubs baseball throughout the weekend. We got the Indy 500 for you. And a little bit of basketball as well. So have a great Memorial Day weekend, Mark. You got any big plans?
Not particularly. You as well. I know your plans, but great fun today.
It was. Yep. Hopefully no 4-hour rain delays in Indianapolis the way it sounds this year. Isaac, have a good Memorial Day.
You as well.
All right. Spencer on Sports coming up next here on KGYM.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount.